very excited about this team. You know, we have some experience back in some areas. We got some young, talented guys to combine that with. Obviously, we hired a new defense coordinator, Will Muschamp, to run our defense. Very excited about that. And just really looking forward to, you know, getting on the practice field and seeing what this team can do.
We'll start here on the front row, left side.
Coach, I believe earlier this spring you mentioned about trying to get the edge back in the program coming off last season. What is that edge and what goes towards trying to get that back?
Yeah, just that physical, hitch-in-the-mouth, hard edge that Auburn's been known to when they win championships. And, you know, defensively, you know, Will definitely believes in that. And that's why he's a good fit here at Auburn. We were very physical. We went live as much as we could in the spring. And we're on our way back, you know, to getting that.
Other questions from Coach Melzon? You'll raise your hand, we'll get a mic to you. We'll go here to the right and we'll come back to the second row.
Gus, with Will there, just how urgent was it when you saw that he would be available to go ahead and get him into Auburn as soon as possible?
Yeah, you know, of course when I saw that he was open, he was the first guy that once we decided to make a change that, you know, that's the guy I wanted. And had to be a little patient. He was still trying to sort through some things. I went and visited with him one night late in Gainesville and just kind of tried to sell him on the standpoint, you know, to put our offense together with his defense. And, of course, you know, he's familiar with Auburn and took a couple days and he said, I'm excited. And so, you know, he's been a breath of fresh air, you know, for our program.
I believe we have one on the second row here, and then we'll come back to the first.
Guys, we hear about some of the challenges for defenses working with a tempo-based offense, whether it's the quick change, time of possession. Is there anything that you will have to do just to kind of sync up those things with him not really employing much tempo much when he was at Florida?
Well, you know, I think if you look at our league, every team in the league for the most part has some type of tempo. I think that's where you see the game going. And, you know, in the spring and then fall camp, we'll be very specific. You know, we'll be defensive-oriented in some practices, offensive-oriented both practices. But the bottom line is I believe you got to run the football and stop the run, and he definitely believes in that.
Come to the front row, get a mic over to you. Go ahead.
Guys, will the offense be different under Jeremy Johnson? He's a little bit different type of quarterback. He's more of the pro style. Will your offense be different under Jeremy?
Yeah, Randy, we have the same core offense, but we always build our offense around our quarterback strengths. Jeremy Johnson can flat out throw the football. We didn't run him the last 2 years when he played because we had Nick Marshall, but he's a very good runner. He's good at the zone read. He's good at the power read. He can make all the throws. And, you know, he's been our offensive assistant for 3 years, and, you know, he's been in a backup role. He's got a lot of reps with the ones, which I think helps him. And so he's a little more mature than a lot of guys that are making their first start as far as the whole season's concerned.
We'll switch sides of the room, stay in the front room. Go ahead.
Coach, how has Carl Lawson progressed in how much he was missed last year and trying to get to the quarterback and what he can do to jumpstart that for you this year?
Yeah, Carl Lawson's back 100%, and that's a good thing. And, you know, last year, if you really look at our major problems, it was putting pressure on the passer. And he's one of those guys that he's an impact player rushing the passer. And, you know, to have a great defense, you've got to be able to put pressure on a quarterback who's rushing forward. You know, he's definitely going to really help in that area this year.
Other questions? Left side, standing here. Go ahead.
What role do you see for Jason Smith this year?
Yeah, Jason Smith is a guy with the ball in his hands, has a chance to really be special. We moved him, I believe, practice three to receiver. He may still have a package at quarterback, but he also is going to be a return guy too. So, you know, we signed him when he was out of high school. He went to junior college. He came back. We have a lot of confidence in Jason Smith.
Second row on the right side here.
Coach, the defensive backs, you got the transfer, Countess coming in from Michigan, and Jonathan Jones returning. But with some veteran names there, it seems a little thin. How do you feel about the defensive backfield?
Yeah, you know, I think you're exactly right. We'll have guys that will start out that do have some experience, either starting for us or experience starting for other places. Trey Matthews, another guy. But depth is definitely a concern on the back end. We're going to have to rely on some young guys to give us some depth on the back end. And I would say that's probably, you know, Will's major concern right now.
Other questions for Coach Melzon? Second row. Go ahead.
Would you rather have Joe Vaughn and Rod Thomas split carries all year, or one kind of establish himself, Trey Mason in 2013?
Yeah, you know, throwing Peyton Barber in that bunch too. You know, we got three guys that we feel very good about that's going to be competing for that spot. And, you know, you've seen us in the past. I mean, we utilize multiple running backs in different ways, but we always like to have that one guy that's really the workhorse. You know, 2013, it took us 4 weeks to really portray to establish himself. Last year was a little bit quicker, but you know, hopefully it'll be quicker rather than later. But at the same time, we're going to make sure that we're for sure. The good thing is we have quality depth. All three of those guys, I feel like, can really play.
Back to the left side, second row.
Gus, was there a common denominator in what happened to the West teams in postseason?
Well, if you look at the West, I truly believe it's the best conference in football by a long shot. You look at the Mississippi schools are playing good football now. You throw in Texas A&M, an extremely talented team. And it's just the grind of week in and week out. And then you go to the SEC championship, you play a very good East team, and then you get in to the Final Four. So I think it's just a process that our league will get more and more used to. And there's some great teams in the West.
Right side, front row.
Coach, how do you see the recruiting philosophy changing under Muschamp? What with the type of defense that he runs?
Well, you know, Will's a very aggressive guy. He's very specific on what type of guys he looks for. You know, we had a very good defensive recruiting class this past year, and you'll see a lot of those guys on the field. And so I really believe the next couple of years, it's going to be a lot of fun to be an Auburn Tiger once he's able to recruit specifically to what he wants his defense to look like.
We have time for one or two more. Other question for the coach? Front row.
That's how you like your schedule. It sets up early with LSU, and then you end up late with Alabama.
Yeah, of course, we open up with Louisville on a neutral side. I mean, you know, every year we're going to have a top 10 schedule. That's just the way it is. But the fact that we do have some key games at home, I think that's critical, especially the way we end the year. This is a year that the schedule fits better than it did last year, so we just got to take advantage of that.
We'll take one more for Coach Malzahn, second row on the right side.
Coach, after 1 year of seeing that playoff win with Ohio State jumping in the end and then winning the national title, do you feel more comfortable with that process, kind of knowing what is expected of each team and in each league going into the season?
You know, I think it was a learning process this first year, there's no doubt. You know, I think everybody will get more and more used to that process. It wouldn't hurt my feelings if we had eight teams. You know, as far as that goes, I know that'd be better for our conference.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.